That always freaks me out. And I'm your host, Andy Pate, filling in for John Rush, along with the talent. He is Anil Mathai. Yes, he is Anil Mathai. You know, I want you to know it's an honor to be sitting this close to you.
No, it's awesome. Thank you so much for the invites. It's
fun. You bet. It's always fun. Okay, on the line right now, we have Richard Battle, author of Navigating Life's Journey. Richard, how are you today?
Andy, it's so great to join you and Neil. I hope John is traveling safely, but we're glad to have you today to speak with.
Yeah, I believe John's even coming down your way. I do believe. So roll out the red carpet, make Texas a wonderful place. It is Texas, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, make Texas a wonderful place. I just want it to be a little bit more wonderful this week, if you don't mind.
Yes, we'll do our very best.
Thank you so much. Okay. Now, I see here in the notes that you want to talk about where can we go to escape politics. And, Richard, I cannot tell you how much I want to hear about this because I'm going nuts right now. They are, the left especially, is shoving politics into every area of life.
That is absolutely true. And I go back and played a Ronald Reagan clip a few minutes ago, and I go back to when he said the 9 most terrifying words in the English language was, "I'm here from the government. And I'm here to help you." And that was the way we lived from our revolution when we had individual liberty and there was a distrust of too much government until the last several years when people on the pro-government side of politics have been pushing people to put government and politics into every facet of our lives.
Yeah, Richard, really quick. Really quick here. I mean, I think now they say I'm here from the government and I'm here to lecture you because it doesn't seem like I can go anywhere without the lecture.
It's true.
If it was only the lecture, I could tolerate it.
Good
but
point.
The lecture is only the preamble to the action. And that's the problem. But what spurred me this week for this topic was the issue with the All-Star game. And of course, now we're on with you. It's a little different topic because Denver's the beneficiary of this situation. But I'm a baseball game a guy for my whole life, and I still play senior softball. Baseball's my game. I love it. And when politics goes into baseball, it just breaks my heart because I don't want politics from announcers or players, regardless of what side of the issue they're on.
No, I mean, I agree. I think it's killing it because what they're basically forgetting is this. Their customers, their clientele come from both parties, all parties. And we don't want to be lectured about this. And, oh, by the way, sports is supposed to be an escape, isn't it, Richard?
Well, when I grew up, most of our entertainment was escape. Movies, television, mm-hmm. books, news organizations, most of the time would have their entertainment or news, and the politics was left to the op-ed pages. But today, all of those areas are full of politics all the time. And what's so troubling, and right now in Texas, we're debating a new election law, somewhat similar to Georgia, but the left is already pushing corporations to weigh in and protest this law. The Republicans are saying that the corporations ought to stay out. And if I was sitting on the board of Coca-Cola, for example, I would not be happy that a CEO jumped in on a political side of an issue, again, regardless of what side, because why do I want to drive off half of my market?
Yeah, and you know what's going to hurt them? You know that baseball's ratings are going to go down. You know they are, aren't they? I mean, and you know people are going to look at Pepsi and Coke. Pepsi's just as liberal as Coke, by the way. They're just less annoying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Coke has become so preachy that people are going to buy Pepsi, they're going to buy Royal Crown. I mean, they're going to buy something else, aren't they?
Well, that's what we hope. Historically, conservatives and Republicans have been less likely to use boycotts than the liberals or the Democrats have. But I hope for once that people will stand up and take action and buy other products and communicate to their elected officials and communicate to the corporations how they don't want those corporations weighing in on politics, again, regardless of which side they're on.
Yeah, Mr. Battle, I'm with you. It just, you know, but there was one company that did the CEO did step out. That was Goya last year. And he took a lot of, he did take a lot of heat, but he did stand up for President Trump. So I'm hoping we can get more business leaders who are conservatives in some fashion, unless we have no hope and they're all left. You know, common sense has to prevail, and these business leaders are talking about millions, billions of dollars. I mean, we must have conservatives out there, right?
Well, absolutely. And the thing, this thing, I believe, started 10 to 20 years ago, and I believe it's a pure Saul Alinsky tactic. Mm-hmm. And it started with the leftists pressuring corporations to divest from investments in South Africa and countries they didn't like. Mm-hmm. And they built from that political power to where they're at now, pushing corporations to weigh in as they are. And unfortunately, most of these corporations, I don't believe, first, they're jumping in, but second, I don't know if they really understand the details of what they're advocating. And if they don't, they definitely have no business jumping into it.
Yeah. No, in the case of the Georgia election law, they were making proclamations that were way off the mark. I mean, they were absolutely not close. Hey, Richard, really quick, let me ask you this. For the longest time, you're right, we conservatives have basically said, hey, we're capitalists. We want to reward whoever gives us the best product for the price. We don't do boycotts. We just buy, 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 sell, 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 no matter what. But is that possible anymore in the day and age of liberals heavily boycotting and looking to shut down any conservative? Because it just seems to me that if only one side's playing the game, the other side's going to get crushed.
Well, I think that's a good question. And the two things that I would point out there is, one, I like what Michael Jordan used to do. I don't know what his politics are, and I don't care what his politics are. He would be a spokesman for a product and have products, and he didn't push anybody away from buying his products. And second, I think it's pretty amazing that the administration does not protest that the cartels are free enterprise capitalists. The cartels are reportedly making $14 million a day trafficking humans, not counting the drugs and sex trafficking and other things that they're making on, and they're getting rich off of illegal immigration, and no one has a problem with that free enterprise situation. And so I'm a free enterprise guy, and I think it's products, and as Calvin Coolidge said back in the olden days, the business of America is business, and that's what we need to have business do.
What do you think it's going to do for major sports in America when they start picking sides? Because they're all picking one side. And I think it's for two reasons. First of all, they're filled with young people. Athletes are young people, and young people are much more liberal on average because they're very influenced, you know, by their culture. But also, I believe it's because the left is more dangerous. Richard, let's face facts. The left causes virtually all of the violence in America, right? I mean, if you were to get all Trump supporters to stop going out and killing people, you would stop the homicide rate by about 1%. Okay, I mean, that's just the way it is. The left is dangerous. The left will do dangerous things. The left will also boycott you. They'll shut you down. They'll protest wildly and angrily. The right can do it, but they don't do it as much. And I guess I'm just asking, what do you see happening with these major sports? Are they going to keep buckling and going the other way? How's that going to affect them?
Well, I would love to hope that there'll be enough pushback from conservatives that they would realize that they're better off staying out of the political fray, that people want the entertainment. They want the escape from politics in at least one or two areas of our lives. And I hope they'll realize that, but they're going to have constant pressure. The athletes are told constantly, you have a platform. You need to use your platform to advocate for public policy. And that's the brainwashing they're getting right now. And when I see the new editor of the student newspaper at the University of Texas, the first thing she says is her job is to be an advocate for the social issues that she wants to promote. To me, that shows how far askew we are right now in many areas, and we have to push back on that or it will continue and at one point totally dominate us.
Okay, Richard, we got just a minute left here. Really quick first, how can people get your book? How can they learn more about you?
My website's richardbattle.com, which has everything about my speaking and books there. They go to Amazon, look up Richard V as in Victor Battle, and all seven of my books are there.
Fantastic. And really quick, before you go, what can people do to make a big impact now?
Well, I think the biggest thing is they need to be involved. And as I've said before, none of us can do everything, but all of us can do one more thing. Mm-hmm. And so call the elected officials, write the corporations. Let the store managers know if you're in the store, you're not going to buy Coca-Cola anymore. And communicate to people and vote with your dollars, vote with your feet, vote with your pocketbook. We need term limits, and we need pressure on media corporations to change their habits if we're going to get any change in results.
Agree.
Fantastic. That's Richard Battle, folks, and that is a battle plan. Vote with your wallet, vote with your feet, vote with your voice. Richard, thank you so much. You're welcome back anytime.
Thank you, guys. God bless America.
God bless America. And God bless RoofMax. That was out of the blue, wasn't it?
Yes.
By the way, they are a really cool company. John's getting his roof done, folks. Maybe your shingles are getting brittle and you could use it too. Call Dave Hart at RoofMax for a free roof inspection. Maybe he'll say you're ready. Maybe he'll say wait a year or two. Either way, when the time comes, he'll put off roof replacement for you for several years at a lower price. So call Dave at 303-710-6916 or you can find him at klzradio.com.
Dave Hart with RoofMax in South Aurora started out as a traditional roofer, repairing and replacing asphalt roofs. But he got so tired of the unnecessary waste. The quality of asphalt shingles has declined in recent years, leading to less and less durable roofs, especially in Colorado, where high altitudes expose your roof to stronger UV rays that damage your shingles, combined with severe spring and summertime storms and more than twice the national average snowfall, you could end up replacing your roof every few years, paying higher and higher insurance costs. Roof rejuvenation from RoofMax offers an alternative to total roof replacement. Just one application of the all-natural bio oil immediately adds 5 years to your roof guaranteed. Because Dave has a background in roofing, he can provide any patches or small repairs your roof may need before applying roof rejuvenation. Call Dave Hart with RoofMax in South Aurora now at 303-710-6916. That's 303-710-6916.
Affordable Interest Mortgage with Kurt Rogers. Kurt Rogers would love to help with all your mortgage needs. Maybe you want to move, upgrade, buy a second home, refinance. Doesn't matter. Kurt's your guy. Call Kurt at 720-895-0500 or go to aimortgage.net.
Can you believe how low rates are staying? Still in the twos. Back in the 40s and the 50s, rates were in the 5 to 6% range. How much longer are you going to wait? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Your home has never been worth more. Take AIM to get that lower rate or shorten your term. Lower your payment and pay thousands less in interest. It's your money. Call 720-895-0500 now. Affordable Interest Mortgage. Locally owned and family operated since 2001. Are you ready for the future financially? Many of our clients have the ability to access their equity for 30 years without raising their payments now. This prepares them for those speed bumps of life. Ask how you can become mortgage safe, too. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where our reputation of putting you first and listening to you is unmatched in Colorado. Call 720-895-0500 now so you can focus on what's important, family. Regulated by DOR, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate sitting in for John Rush, along with, I'll just say it, Anil Mathai. And on the line right now, we have Emily Gao of Heritage. Emily, how are you today?
Good, how are you?
I am doing well. You have written, I'm just going to say it, a tremendous article. And it's Amazon and the Road to Persecution. Can you explain what you're talking about, the Road to Persecution?
Sure. So what I describe in the article is that there are four stages that lead to persecution of those who hold minority viewpoints, which today is conservative. And the four stages are social marginalization, economic discrimination, legal penalties, and then finally physical violence. And the reason I wrote this is because one of my former colleagues, Ryan Anderson, had his book on transgender ideology banned by Amazon. And it's just one example of so many examples of the cancel culture that is taking over our society.
You know, it seems to me, Emily, that what liberals do is they form dominance in an area, be it public education or the media or entertainment or big tech with Amazon and, you know, Facebook and these kind of platforms. They form an area of dominance. They get everybody to need that area. And once everybody needs it, then they use it to be to basically shut people down. Am I right?
Well, I think that's a really astute observation. Yeah, I do think that, you know, especially in the publishing sphere, Amazon has dominance. It, you know, is providing more than 50% of the books that are sold, more than 80% of the e-books that are sold. So it has, you know, a lot of power in the publishing industry, which is, you know, all about ideas. And today, if you can't, you know, get your book, Mark, you can't get your book sold on Amazon, you're really going to have a hard time as an author finding a publisher who's going to sign you up. And it's going to be hard to find an audience.
Now, Emily, I want to get into how Amazon and companies like them are bringing about persecution for Christians and conservatives, which, by the way, they are. But before we get into that, let's just talk about the fact that they are a free market enterprise. And because of that, they do have freedoms. They can choose what's on there and what's not on there. That's their thing. Although I think it's a lot different for Facebook. When you're a platform, I don't think you should be showing that kind of bias. But wouldn't an answer simply be for conservatives to rise up and offer their alternative?
Well, I think that is an important argument. You know, there is a market and conservatives can still enter, and it's important that they do that. At the same time, I think there's still a lot that we can do to push back on cancel culture, both socially and economically. But also, you know, opposing it before it gets to the level where there are laws that would censor our viewpoints and punish us. Certainly with the economic discrimination, you know, people can push back by starting their own alternative. Or they can, you know, exercise their right if they're shareholders of these companies. You know, to say that we don't agree with your woke ideology, or if you're, you know, consumers, you can do that as well. So there's one more thing you can do before you get to the stage of legal penalties. But I will say that I think we are on the cusp of the legal penalty.
Emily, this is Anil Mathai. I just want to say thank you for your article. I did read it. It was very sound, and I appreciate it being put out there. I've been reading history a lot, especially with 1930s Germany, and there seems to be more and more of a direction where first you silence the Christians and then you use the businesses to promote your agenda. Do you see a similarity there? And also, you know, during the 1930s Germany, a lot of Christians just went silent. And do you see some similarities there? And how can conservatives, Christians across the board push back?
Well, I think one thing that's very alarming is the way that small business owners, like, you know, those who are in the wedding industry, like bakers, photographers, and florists, have been punished under, like, discrimination laws because they simply, you know, believe that marriage is between a man and a woman, or that they believe, you know, that we're born male and female. And for holding those views, which are in some cases based on science, in some cases based on their religious convictions, they're being sued. Not only are they being, you know, sued by other citizens, they're being punished by the state. So the case that went to the Supreme Court a few years ago, Jack Phillips, the baker from Masterpiece Cake Shop in Colorado, I mean, he was simply, you know, trying to run his business. He's been sued now multiple times by activists who try to force him to bake cakes celebrating same-sex marriage and transgender ideology. And that has a chilling effect. We've seen people not only in the wedding profession, but we've seen people in 14 different professions be punished for their views about marriage and sex and gender. And, you know, it is a natural response that a lot of people have to be, you know, fearful and want to hide their views, but that's not the right answer. Because if you stay silent when you still have the freedom of speech, you know, you're basically going along with the increased silencing of others. And one day, that could reach your profession, you know, and that could reach into your lives as well. So we need to use our freedom of expression while we still have it.
Emily, it seems to be moving very quickly. And by the way, with Masterpiece, you know, cakes, that was ridiculous. You're literally telling someone what kind of product they have to sell you. I mean, you're dictating what kind of product they have to sell. A gay-themed wedding cake. Well, me personally, I wouldn't care. I would sell any cake. That's just me. Okay. Whatever my beliefs, you know, I'm a capitalist. But that dictating to somebody that they got to do that to me seems sick. You're going in to actually control them, which blows my mind. Here's my question. We now look at Amazon having this kind of impact, and a lot of conservatives want to say, well, gee, they're a private company, they can do what they want. But aren't they starting to have such an impact on the culture that the government is now beginning to criminalize conservatism and Christianity?
Well, I think in addition to, you know, the censorship of conservative and religious viewpoints on Amazon and on social media, as you said, I think it's an even bigger threat right now in Congress, which is the Equality Act.
Yeah, that's what I was getting to.
The Equality Act would enshrine an orthodoxy on sexuality, gender, marriage into federal civil rights law, and it would make anybody who doesn't agree with that progressive orthodoxy, make them an outlaw. They would have, you know, no right to express their own beliefs, to live according to their beliefs, to work according to their beliefs, if the Equality Act were to pass. So it wouldn't just be, you know, bakers, florists, and photographers. It would be medical doctors who don't want to perform, you know, surgeries for sex reassignment. It would be adoption agencies, foster care agencies that don't want to affirm transgender identity, or that they want to place children with a mom and a dad. It would be homeless shelters for women that don't want to admit males. It would be, you know, all the female athletes who would now have to compete against male athletes. So the ramifications would be huge, and it would all, you know, be done under the sword of the government imposing penalties on citizens if they don't go along with this woke orthodoxy.
Yeah, because let's face it, the left is woke. That's what they always say. Wokeism, woke. How woke are you? Woke is becoming government orthodoxy. It is becoming something that you must obey or you're going to be punished. So what do you do if you're a Christian pastor who's simply preaching the word of God, right? And you're simply saying, look, here it is. This says you cannot live according to this or that lifestyle. At least that's my belief on this book, right? The pastor is giving his belief on the book or her belief on the book. And that is becoming illegal, Emily. That is becoming illegal. We are like one step away from telling a pastor that's hate speech. You are dangerous.
We are probably a couple votes away in the Senate from the Equality Act passing. I mean, I don't know if it's going to pass, but the Senate is, you know, going to consider it. They already had a hearing on it in the Judiciary Committee, and it is a Democratic-controlled Senate. So, yes, it is very possible that one day, you know, the Equality Act would pass, and it would have none consequences for churches, for pastors. Churches could be treated as public accommodations, and so they wouldn't have, you know, special religious exemptions in that case. They would be, you know, forced to go along with these progressive orthodoxies, just like a store or hotel. It would have massive, you know, ramifications for religious education, for religious hospitals, and for parental rights. You know, parents would have to decide whether they want, you know, their children to be indoctrinated in the progressive ideas about sexuality and gender, you know, in schools. It would not only be the, you know, transgender sports policies, transgender locker room and bathroom policies, there could also be transgender curriculum. So it's something that, you know, every American should really be concerned about, whether they're conservative or liberal. I mean, this is just a massive government overreach and imposition of a radical ideology on the whole population.
That is, Emily, that's terrifying. What step out of the step four steps would you say we're at right now? Where would you say we are along the continuum? I know it's different in different places of the country, but overall, where are we along the continuum to just full on persecution of the right?
Well, unfortunately, I do think we're well into the prison session stages. I think most people know that. You know, we see people being canceled on a regular basis and having economic penalties and exclusion from the market because of their beliefs. I think we're on the cusp of the third stage. There are already state laws, like the one that was used to punish Jack Phillips, similar to the Equality Act. And as I said, you know, the Senate is now considering passage of the Equality Act, which obviously would apply to all 50 states. And that would be, very dangerous. And I think it's, really time for American people to understand what these laws would do and to make their voices heard.
All right. That's incredible. Thank you for the warning. But one last thing before I get your information. What do you recommend we do, Emily? I mean, how do we fight back?
Well, now is definitely not the time to go silent. Now is the time to speak up. Definitely people should familiarize themselves with the Equality Act, let their elected representatives know what they think. And then also, we just launched the Promise to America's Children, which is an effort to unify the grassroots with lawmakers. And it's got 10 principles on how to protect children's minds, bodies, and relationships with their parents from this woke orthodoxy in schools and in medicine. And it's getting a lot of support, so I encourage people to check it out at promiseforamericaschildren.org.
Okay, and once again, we're speaking with Emily Gao. That's K-A-O, correct?
Yes,
Emily Gao. And Emily, how can people read more of your articles and just see this stuff? Because I got to be honest, I know we're kind of touching on it here, but everybody, you need to go and read this article. Yes. I saw it in the Washington Examiner. I think it's in Town Hall, too. But folks, you got to see this article because it walks you through exactly what is happening right now. So, Emily, how can people see more of your stuff?
Thanks. Yeah, they can find my work on heritage.org.
Heritage.org. Emily, thank you so much, and we'll have you back.
Thank you.
You bet. Have a great day. Okay, here we go. Bruce Simmons with American Liberty Mortgage. You know, you hear these words all the time in his ads, Anil. You hear all these all the time. Talking about reverse mortgages, let me say them slowly. Mm-hmm. Guaranteed tax-free income for as long as you own your house. Are you interested in that? Sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
Give Bruce a call at 303-467-7821, or you can find Bruce Simmons at klzradio.com.
A reverse mortgage with Bruce Simmons puts more money in your pocket. One of the common misconceptions Bruce hears about reverse mortgages is that they're too expensive. But here in the Front Range, chances are good your property value will keep going up even after you get the loan, which means your overall equity may actually increase over time instead of shrinking. Plus, you get the benefit of using a portion of your home's value now instead of waiting until you sell the house. Best of all, FHA reverse mortgages are non-recourse loans, which means they're guaranteed by the government. So no matter what happens to the housing market, as long as you keep paying taxes and insurance, you can never lose the house or pass on debt to your heirs beyond the value of the home. A reverse mortgage puts more money in your pocket. Ask Bruce Simmons now at klzradio.com/reverse. Personalized reverse mortgage expertise. NMLS number 409914. American Liberty Mortgage is an equal housing lender.
Golden Eagle Financial, do you know all the ways to protect your savings from unnecessary taxes? Al Smith does. He makes your money work for you, not the government. After all, it's your retirement, not theirs, right? So call Al at 303-744-1128, or you can find Golden Eagle Financial at klzradio.com.
Feel good about your retirement with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial. You've already done the heavy lifting by setting money aside for retirement all these years. Now you're looking about 10 years ahead and asking, how can I be certain I'll have enough income in retirement? That's where creating a plan becomes vitally important. Al Smith will help you develop a strategy for the money waiting in your 401k or IRA. For the past 16 years, financial advisor Al Smith has specialized in helping his clients make the transition from working to retirement. He will help you make decisions now that will preserve your life savings for the future, like creating a plan to fund a long-term healthcare crisis should that become necessary. You've worked hard for your money.
Now let's make sure your money works hard for you. Schedule a free consultation with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial now at klzradio.com/money. Advisory services offered through Foundation Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
A roadmap gets you to your destination when you don't know where you're going. KLZ's lending and real estate team helps you navigate two of the largest financial transactions of your life, home loans and home sales. Introducing Getting Real About Lending and Real Estate on KLZ. Realtors Catherine and Robin at K&R Home Transitions, together with mortgage brokers Lisa and Noel of Lender Mortgage, join forces to guide and direct you through the complicated world of lending and real estate. Listen to Getting Real About Lending and Real Estate Saturday at 3 p.m. on KLZ.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate sitting in for John Rush along with the talent, Anil Mathai. I love doing that to you. Anil, you got a big issue that's going on right now, and I want to talk about this. We're going to touch on it now, go to break, and come back and finish it up, because this is really big, and this was a big one for me a couple of years ago. Go ahead.
Well, in November of 2016, the voters, with support from Ken Theory and others, from Let Colorado Vote, decided that, the Republican Party members, they don't have the right to pick their own candidates. They just, those who are not part of the party also have the right if they are unaffiliated, et cetera.
Open primaries.
Open primary. And the at the time, we warned our central committee, state central committee, not to do this. But they all, two-thirds, voted against my motion to support open primary. And
Okay, whoa. That sounded confusing. It sounded like it was your motion to support open primaries.
No.
They voted against your motion so they could support open primaries.
That is correct, yes.
What was your motion?
My motion was to sue and overturn open primaries on our party because it's unconstitutional. It's against the freedom of association in our First Amendment.
Okay, what do you mean by that?
So basically, the government told our party that we need at least 75% of our central committee to override what they to House Bill 161454, and this Proposition 108 said that these laws would dictate to us how we can decide how to pick our candidates.
And how did it change things?
It basically allows anyone who's not part of the party, who's not registered with any party, to come and make a decision on which party they want to come in, and they don't have to register as that party. They just can come in and vote in the primary of that party.
Right, but if they're registered in another party, they can't. So the Democrats can't vote in a Republican primary and vice versa. However, if you're an unaffiliated, you can vote in any primary.
That's
correct. Now, can you only vote in one or both?
You can vote in
one. I think
one,
it's just one.
One party. If you vote, you get two ballots sent to you during the primary season. If you vote for both of your votes are nullified,
canceled. Okay, so let's throw this out there.
Yeah.
Let's say you're the Democrats. Mm-hmm. And as you know, the Democrats are much more organized than the Republicans. They are. They're a machine. Mm-hmm. They're an army. Mm-hmm. Republicans, just by their very nature, are very individualistic. Mm-hmm. They are more, leave me alone.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's just the way they are.
Yeah.
They don't move as cattle.
Yeah.
Like the other side. And I don't mean that to even... I don't mean that to insult the other side.
Sure.
I'm just saying they do move as one.
Mm-hmm.
And over here, they don't. They move as, it's like herding cats.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, it doesn't work as well. So let's say you're the Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
And the Republicans are putting up two candidates for a position.
Mm-hmm.
And you know one of those candidates is highly electable,
mm-hmm.
a real threat to your candidate, and the other one is not very electable. This person maybe has problems, or maybe it's somebody who, even if they do win, they'll be very compromising and they'll basically govern as a Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The bottom line is this. Candidate A is someone you don't want
mm-hmm.
in the Republican primary.
Mm-hmm.
Candidate B mm-hmm. is someone you do want
mm-hmm.
in the Republican primary. What can Democrats do right now with the new law as it is?
Nothing directly against the Republican Party, but they can encourage people who are not registered as Democrats to run in those to vote in those primaries.
Let me disagree.
Mm-hmm.
You're right, but they can also change their affiliation to unaffiliated.
Of course.
So you can have a ton of Democrats going into primary season.
Of course.
go unaffiliated, mm-hmm. vote in the Republican primary, mm-hmm. and then just re-up as a Democrat.
That's correct, yeah, as a from withdrawing from their formal registration. But if they did not want to do that because of other party issues or so, they could also entertain people who are unaffiliated to vote in that direction. I think Constellation or other places, there's footnotes that describe that 70% of our unaffiliated voters, and we've warned of this years ago, are lean Democrat. So it doesn't work to the Republican advantage at all. So bottom line is what we're trying to do is we're pushing forward to educate people that we need to let people decide on who they want to be and what party they want, and let the parties decide on what candidates for the general election.
Okay. When we come back, I want to do a little devil's advocate on
of course,
this,
yeah,
because
this is
huge.
Yeah.
And I think it's been really damaging to the Republican Party. But there are some arguments to make in favor of it for the Republican Party as well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give some of those after the break. Sound okay?
Sure. That's great.
All right. But first up, a good shop. Bad weather keeps coming, folks. So no matter how well you drive, the other driver might not be so careful. So in case of an accident, have this number handy, 720-541-7697. Remember, you control where your car goes, not the insurance company. So call a good shop at 720-541-7697. Bad accident? You need a good shop.
You've already been through a collision. Now give yourself the gift of a gorgeous vehicle inside and out. Al Sturm and his team at A Good Shop Auto Body continue to earn OE certifications for name brands like Subaru, Ford, and many others so they can get your vehicle back to pre-loss condition with the parts and service recommended by your manufacturer. Now A Good Shop offers full detailing as an add-on service so your vehicle feels like new. Click on the free virtual estimate button now at klzradio.com/collision and ask for a full detailing service, including carpet shampooing for the entire interior or trunk, or upgrade to include a ceramic coating that will keep your paint in shiny new condition. Al and his team want to give every customer the wow factor of a vehicle that feels like new. Mention KLZ in your virtual estimate request for $100 off your repairs. A Good Shop in North Glen and Commerce City. Certified collision repair worth referring.
Franktown Firearms, Anil. Don't just buy a gun. Get trained, get guidance, get challenged to shoot from different platforms for different situations like you'll see in real life. Am I right?
Yes.
You know, I love it when you go to these gun places. So often they have you shoot in one way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's great if in life everybody stands still and you're still, and you can line them up perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
But there, they actually train you folks to be ready for what it's like in real life when you're facing real threats. Go to Franktown Firearms and get $50 off your initiation fee, plus your first month free. You can find them at klzradio.com or call Franktown at 720-770-7777.
Regardless of your starting point, Franktown Firearms will take your shooting skills a level up. Maybe you've never shot a gun before, and you want to get over your fear of pulling the trigger. Maybe you consider yourself an experienced marksman, but you've never received tactical training, and you want to develop muscle memory to respond in any situation. Head trainer Karen Murray and her team of trainers at Franktown Firearms design their classes to cater to your level of ability and prior knowledge, offering a diversity of firearms platforms from static to moving and shooting to target acquisition engagement. For Rush to Reason listeners only, sign up for a range membership now by filling out the contact form at klzradio.com/Franktown and receive $50 off your initiation fee plus your first month free. Range members receive a discount in the shop as well as a discount on all classes. Franktown Firearms, confidence through practice.
John Rush will give you the confidence to grow. Every single one of the businesses coached by John Rush made more money last year, and most of them are either moving into larger facilities or expanding to add new locations because all of them chose to move forward aggressively rather than letting fear hold them back. John Rush will help you take the emotions out of your decisions, starting with the way you manage your employees. Send him an email now, john@rushtoreason.com.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate sitting in for John Rush, along with Anil Mathai. And Anil.
Yes.
Okay, we're talking about open primaries.
Uh-huh.
Now, I was there when they were voting on uh-huh. this, and I did not like open primaries. Mm-hmm. I opposed it. However, let me give you the arguments that some gave for
sure,
it. And their biggest argument was this.
Mm-hmm.
Unaffiliated voters really want this. Unaffiliated voters are the biggest voting bloc in Colorado. So if we don't support open primaries, if we say we want to wall you out, it's going to anger them. They're not going to like us. They're all going to vote Democrat.
Yeah, well, they
do. That's a little extreme, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, no. But it is almost accurate. They do vote Democrat. There's 70. We warned at the time, approximately 75% of the unaffiliated voters swing Democrat. And they did get involved in the 2020 election with Bernie Sanders, a lot of them. And so
Wait, before you run on. Mm-hmm. Why? Because that's not true everywhere. It's very true here in Colorado.
Yeah,
and the unaffiliateds in Colorado lean blue, definitely. Mm-hmm. And I know that's largely because of a huge influx of blue voters from blue states.
Yes.
Why else? Why do the unaffiliateds vote so much for a party that wants to control lives? Which is really what they do.
There's a little bit of, I can't speak for every individual, but in general, okay. I think also we're not clear on our message. We are very reactive as a Republican Party. We're not proactive. So we talked about different businesses and a whole bunch of other things. We're always behind the situation instead of in front of the situation.
Give me an example.
Well, I mean, have we heard anybody, complain really with American Airlines? Yesterday, I think it was Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick of Texas took on American Airlines, and then they, because American Airlines, had problems with the voting,
the Georgia law,
not the Georgia law. Texas is creating, enhancing their own voter laws, okay. Voter ID laws, and he hit back and says, basically, him and his office hit back and said, you don't need to be involved in this, and you have these companies going ahead, and no one's pushing back. He pushed back, and then you find out that the people at American Airlines didn't even read the bill, and it's similar to what Coca-Cola has done in Georgia. And so I think here.
By the way, Ken, before you run on.
Yeah, yeah.
Here's what's happening in a lot of these companies, Anil. You have liberals and conservatives in companies,
mm-hmm.
Okay? And
mm-hmm.
But I've been in companies. I've been in large companies. I've been in large locations, mm-hmm. be it theaters, be it casinos. You know the world I've worked in. And the liberals are just so aggressive that they push the company to be very politically active. They do. They make sure that you have these diversity trainings that mm-hmm. are just pure racism. Mm-hmm. All it is hate on the straight male white, straight white guys.
Mm-hmm.
Hate on them. Mm-hmm. They've had all the power, take it back.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a straight white guy, then you must hate everybody because that's how you're built. And it's just ludicrous. Okay. And they push. What do you do with all these companies right now mm-hmm. that have conservatives and liberals in them, but the liberals are always pushing them to the left?
When you hear a conversation between two people, Andy, you always, if you go to a restaurant or something and it gets a little tense, you can always hear the person who speaks the loudest tend to control. They might not be the most accurate in their information, might be incorrect outright, might be pushing a lie. But the one who speaks loud, everyone hears an animal when they make a noise, if they're loud enough. And the thing here is our human relationships. The one who yells the loudest, speaks the loudest, influences, even if they're in the wrong, they have a lot of sway. The thing is, the silent majority has always wanted to be, has been silent because they're afraid. And I think in general, we have our side is the majority. In regards to here in Colorado in general, I think a lot of people do understand conservative values and principles. They want life. They want liberty and the pursuit of happiness, property rights. Young people want the same thing. But they haven't heard it because we're very silent. We think naturally the schools and others would teach all of this. They don't. They're pushed against us. And they're a small minority, but they have control because the majority is not speaking up. And that's the problem.
A great example is school choice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It seems like the vast majority of parents, if they really thought about it,
mm-hmm.
okay, and I'm not saying that they don't think, it's just that, they're busy.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to work, trying to make a living, trying to take care of the kids. Mm-hmm. And here you have your teachers, who you're supposed to trust,
mm-hmm.
and a few civic leaders telling you that school choice will crush the public schools. It's anti-child, it's anti-education.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness, take a step back and think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't parents have the right to simply choose what kind of education they want for their kids? If you want to control how your kids are taught, you support school choice. If you want to control how other people's kids are taught,
mm-hmm.
you're against school choice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So that seems like a very obvious liberty issue. And yet, those who believe in school choice are basically portrayed in corporations
mm-hmm.
and in communities even in some churches in Yale, mm-hmm. they're portrayed as haters.
Mm-hmm. And they're not. They are sound on their principles. The thing, though, is we're afraid to speak up, and we need to speak up. Like Emily Gao just mentioned in her article about Amazon, if we don't speak up, they don't feel the pressure right now.
And they keep pushing.
They keep pushing because people who are loud, politicians or business owners or et cetera, are thinking that they are the majority voice, and they're not. And so we do need to stand up on multiple issues here. But it just, you know, from, you know, when government or others tell private organizations what they can and cannot do, that's an unconstitutional issue in my view, and we need to fight against it.
Okay, now I know we're getting a little bit off open primaries here, mm-hmm. but this is really important. Let's talk, you're in a corporation, mm-hmm. okay? Mm-hmm. And you've got some lefties in the corporation who have power because lefties tend to rise to power. You know why, by the way? They put each other in power. Yeah. Once a lefty gets yeah. in power, they yeah. put a lot. They entrench a lot of lefties in power around them. They really do. They do it way more than righties. Mm-hmm. And the reason is righties are capitalists. They say, hey, whoever does the best job mm-hmm. should move up the ladder. Mm-hmm. Lefties, in my experience, mm-hmm. it's not an absolute. Mm-hmm. Okay, but in my experience, they want to surround themselves with lefties. And so they move them up. Pretty soon, you got a lot of lefties in positions of power in your company. Okay. You're a righty. How do you speak out against them making your corporation into a political activist group without endangering your job?
You know what? Sometimes the problem we're in now is that, you know, your job might, you're going to lose something in this situation. It's getting more and more intense. But I think you focus as much as possible on the principal issue. The principal issue of that business is to serve customers. The customers are the focus of whatever that product or service is. And if you can remind the leadership of that, then it's good, and that's the right direction to go. But sometimes, it'll be difficult, and that's the problem. But I've done that in a couple of situations. But, you really need to understand who you are as an individual, and you really got to step up and fight on the principal issue.
You know, one thing I love about what you're saying is this. Get back to what we are supposed to be as a corporation. Mm-hmm. Don't respond out of your anger. You know, a lot of people, what they'll do is start lashing back. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah? Well, I want this conservative thing. I'm pro-gun. I'm going to wear my gun right here at my desk. I'm going to do this. Mm-hmm. And they try lashing back. You know, I'm going to talk Jesus, Jesus, Jesus all day mm-hmm. and get in people's face mm-hmm. because you're not holding me down. Mm-hmm. Okay? What you're saying is this. No, go to the middle, not lash back. In other words, remind them and say, hey, what are we about as a corporation? We're selling shoes here. We're yeah. selling gambling here. We're selling movies here. We're selling this widget for that car. We are not about politics here. And the second we become about politics, mm-hmm. we're going to make a lot of our employees mm-hmm. and our customers feel bad.
I'm fine, Andy, if people have views, individuals. Everyone has the sure. right, First Amendment, to speak up in these kind of issues. And if the corporation has a certain direction, they will risk. They also may be the benefit. But the situation here is we're running off of emotions, and we're basically listening to the loudest yeller or the person in the room, and we've lost the principle. We've lost the reasoning ability, and we have dehumanized ourselves in the last year with this whole virus and all this other stuff. So we're heading in a downward spiral, and the only way to kind of fight this is with principles, reason, behavior, but you got to get into the public square and push back.
You know, you're very reasonable. I'm going to take you along next time I go pillaging.
I'm fine with that, but I'll say, Andy,
because things do tend to get out of hand. I just want you to know they get out of hand. Okay, we got a couple of minutes left here. Let's get back to open primaries.
Sure, yeah.
I think the Democrats were very strategic with this. They knew the Republican Party is more fractured than they are, mm-hmm. which they were, the Liberty Movement mm-hmm. versus the establishment. Mm-hmm. So I think the Democrats knew if they pushed through open primaries, a lot more Republicans mm-hmm. would get angry and defect than Democrats. Is that what happened?
A lot of Republicans have left. You lost volunteers. I mean, basically, you have volunteers who are registered Republicans who donate also to the party, and then someone from the outside who is not part of the party gets the same rights on picking candidates. What's the point of even being a Republican? I think, though, with the unaffiliated, the concern here is we understand. I mean, as a Republican Party, we want them registered, understand our principles, come in, get involved, and we want. We're not closing off the party to anyone. We're actually liberating the party. But the thing here is, there's been this argument that you know, unaffiliates are forced out. No. In Colorado and everywhere, you decide what your political registration will be. You've made that choice to decide to go outside of any party. And so why should anyone else be punished for that reason? That was your American decision. You have the right to do that. But then all of a sudden, it's like me. Ken Theory pushed all of this from DaVita. And how come DaVita hasn't opened up their allowed me to be a stakeholder? I don't own a stock with them, but I should be able to go into their shareholder meetings and vote also, if that's what he truly is pushing as a principle, that someone from the outside has a right to have a message on the inside.
Okay, I'm a bottom line guy. The bottom line is, since open primaries became the rule, the Republican Party has been hemorrhaging people.
Oh, big time. We have
that's
numbers.
That's all there is to it. Okay, so you got about 30 seconds here. What's your game plan?
My game plan is very clear: to go back and talk to the party members and to sue and overturn an open primary. We should, as a private organization, have the right to decide who our candidates are. We want those who are outside the party to come in, learn our principles, and come in and be involved in that process. No one's pushing you out. We want you in. But at the same time, we want the right to decide who our candidates will be in the general election that all Americans who are registered can vote for.
Yeah, why would somebody who is not part of McDonald's get to choose who runs a McDonald's?
Bingo.
Why would somebody who's not part of your group, your movement, get to vote on who runs your group or your movement?
Yes.
It doesn't make any sense to me.
No, and it only kills the Republican Party. And it has never helped the Republican Party whatsoever. And the Democrats are extremely smart in what they did.
Fantastic. I agree. Okay, that's it for our number two, folks. Our number three coming up. Selwyn Duke and Rachel Alexander will be coming up in our number three. We'll be right back on Rush to Reason, KLZ 560.